all the very important and basic parts of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as mentioned, just as Surah Fatiha is the explanation of the whole Quran Sharif, in the same way Hadith Jibreel is the explanation, and his Ummus Sunan is the explanation of all the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Further, here we read the explanation towards the end of the Hadith, the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's declaration that he had no knowledge of Qiyamah indicates that if an alim has no knowledge regarding any matter, he should unreservedly say so. That is, even no matter how learned a person is, a person can never know everything. And the honesty of a person and sincerity of a person, when he does not know, he should say, "I don't know." It isn't any fault in that person. Nobody can know everything, but it is a fault to hide and to show, and it is a sign of pride that a person doesn't want to admit and accept that "I don't know." In this regard, we find our examples of our great and honorable illustrious elders. For example, they were teaching the students and they did not understand something, and they got up and they went and asked another senior ustad that what does this mean, what is this. So they never shied away from learning more, and they were not shy to show that "I don't know this," and to try and just cover it up and to try and get away with it, that is not at all the work of a sincere person, least of an alim. And then the last part of the hadith, further commentary, a slave woman giving birth to her master is an indication that conditions will deteriorate close to Qiyamah. That conditions, social life will deteriorate very terribly as one of the major signs of Qiyamah. Those who are dishonored and disgraced will rule over people of honor, people who are corrupt, people who have no values, morals of life. They will be ruling over people who are honest and are just. And today we see that, for example, generally in the world, the kuffar are ruling. And the Muslims, as weak as they are, but they are the ones who believing in Allah, but they are ruled over. And moreover, those Muslims who are more committed to their deen, they are ruled over by all these wrongful people. And even what we call Muslim countries today, they are also the righteous and the honorable. How many countries, the ulama who just spoke out the truth, they are jailed, they are in torture cells. And those people who are adulterous, those people who are who have got no morals, who are corrupt in all their dealings, financial matters, they are the rulers today. So this is a major sign of Qiyamah as well. However, this also, it is explained, those who are dishonored and disgraced will rule over people of honor. And parents will be disobeyed, and people will treat their mothers like slaves by disgracing them and shouting at them. And we have to think for ourselves also, how much isn't this common in our homes? Our children will shout at the mother, especially when she cooks something which they don't like, what remarks they will make. Our upbringing is far from an Islamic upbringing. It's not the fault of the children, it is how we have brought them up. This Western way of life, Western education, and the preference of this, that the children got no respect for their parents, no respect for their mothers either. And also, as explained, that the word that is referred to in the hadith is the secret lives of people. Like, for example, as we explained, because of secret marriages. And then what it leads to, that even a brother gets married to his sister because of the secret marriages, that a person has, for example, a son from his marriage which is public. and he has got another relationship, a secret marriage, though it is halal, and he has a daughter, but this they don't know, that the brother doesn't know that that is my sister, though it is his stepsister, but he doesn't know it's my stepsister, and it can lead to them getting married to one another, where brothers getting married to one another. And what comes from secrecy is completely different from what comes from transparency. Those very children, though from a secret marriage, will be halal, but yet they won't have that qualities of a marriage which is, according to the hadith, announce these marriages, nikahs, and make them in the masjid. That is, the barakat that will come from there will not be with that secret marriage that is done in some very obscure way and in a very dark way somewhere. Somebody just makes that nikah. That won't have ever the barakat of this. And if it happens that a brother gets married to his sister, and as explained, it can happen that a son gets married to his mother because of the secret marriages also. And then the haram that comes from there and produces all these corrupt people. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, the Western world, the non-Muslim world, but all its corruption is basically because of this. So nobody has got any values left anymore. Nobody has got the correct courage. In this also, we have to be very careful, which unfortunately is also a thing that is becoming common, that extramarital affairs, haram affairs, men have with other women. Children are even born because of that. And it is covered up, and the father thinks that the father who is the actual father who is married, he feels it's my child, whereas biologically it is somebody else's child. And even those mothers who are married to somebody and they have relationships with other people, and children are born of some other man to them, this causes also great havoc. Zina, which Allah Ta'ala has made haram, is not just for the superficial haram of it, but it destroys complete society. The very fabric of society it destroys. So therefore, Islam has placed great importance of modesty, of having a clean life, and no secret marriages, etc., no other haram relationships and affairs. These things cause great, great havoc and destruction. And unfortunately, following in the Western lifestyle, these things have become very common in our people. From this also we should take note that it has become common with us, like a father-in-law will even hug his mother, his daughter-in-law, and he will shake hands with her, hug her also, and in some cases even kiss them, or the other way round. All this is totally prohibited in Islam, but it has become like the norm in our society today. To meet one another, just visiting on Eid occasions even more, on other occasions even more. And whereas we find with our buzurgs, with their daughters-in-law, though they lived in the same home, they never even raised their eyes ever to look at them, though it is permissible. A daughter-in-law is like a daughter, but they took so much precaution in these matters. So therefore, these are just the matters of our deen which have to be observed. And unfortunately, anyone who tries and observes these matters is looked down upon. And he's looked like he's causing problems, he's breaking family ties, he's causing disunity in the home. And to go in the direction of worse than animalism, that is looked as the liberated ideas. And the person who is modern and the person who is enlightened, he's looked as that person. What a change of values and what a change of conditions. And in that case, there is nothing else but that we can cry to Allah to change our conditions. And we should be careful of all these matters which are existing right under our own noses. And these things happen really by close family friends. These problems in the home are caused. Or by actual family members. they, because of it, not maintaining the Islamic system, these things become rampant, and these problems are coming alive, unfortunately, right in our homes and in our societies. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness, and let us understand these matters and correct ourselves. And there is never a point of non-return by Allah. No matter what gunas a person might have committed, what gunas he is in, he just makes sincere tawbah and turn to Allah, Allah will open the ways for him, and he will achieve his forgiveness by Allah Ta'ala. So much so that even if a person has got AIDS, which is now really a sign for him that his mort is very soon, and his health is going right down. He might have lost his dunya, but he also, if he makes tawbah, his akhirat is not lost. And Allah Ta'ala will make his akhirat. So a person who has even reached that level, the doors of Allah's rahmat are not closed on him also. It is for us to make tawbah and to turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah guide us to righteousness, forgive us all our wrongs, and let us make tawbah and correct our lives.